Welcome to the Anthem Church Podcast. Our desire is to transform lives through authentic experiences with God and with people. This message is brought to you from Anthem Church in Fairview, Oregon. We pray you are encouraged, inspired, and strengthened through the teaching and preaching of God's Word.
We're starting Pray 21, And I love this time because, you know, at Anthem, we do 21 days of prayer, one in January, one in August, and where we commit to take our prayer, our time in prayer, to a whole nother level. You know, just let's take it up a notch. Let's kick it up a little bit. It's kind of like I was thinking about it coming into, as I was driving in today, that, you know, I told you last week that prayer isn't something we do, but prayer is someone we're with, right? And, it, you know, being with someone that you really love and enjoy. I mean, people are on vacation visiting family that they love and enjoy. And it really is, you know, that those times are special. They're precious. And you want more of those times, right? Especially when you really love your family. I mean, some families are on the edge, right? But when you really love the members, let's just say the members of your family you really love, or you got friends that live far from you, you get an opportunity to spend some time with them. It just is so good, right? Well, listen, that's the way it should be with our Father, when we take some special time. You go, man, that was a great time getting together with my Father, and we went to another level. We went in fellowship and understanding, and so I love that. Come on. We all need more time with the Father. Come on. Can I get a big amen here? All right. So we're kicking that off today, prayer 21, and there's some reasons that we do that. First of all, it's because, you know, we're at the end of summer. Now, I know what summer does to people spiritually. You get involved, you got all kinds of things going on, you're traveling, you're having fun, you got weekends out, and there's a tendency in the summer for our spiritual life to just slump a little bit, amen? Just a little bit. I'm not gonna ask you to raise your hands, but it is a tendency to slump a little spiritually in the summer. Maybe that's why we have a few people out today. And so, anyway, this gives us an opportunity to kind of just, you know, shift down, put the foot to the pedal to the metal, right? And just re-energize our walk with God and our relationship with God. Say amen, that's a good thing, right? Also, the second reason is that in the next 3 months that follow that, like in September, October, and November into the holidays, these are the months that statistically more people come to know into a personal relationship with Jesus than any other time of the year. So we are laying the groundwork. We're preparing and praying for those that God is stirring and speaking to and moving towards himself. And he's doing that because, listen, God loves people more than we love them. He does. He loves them far beyond anything that we can. So he's loving them towards his house. And we're just believing that, you know, he'll speak to them. They'll be stirred. As you invite people to come to church, they're more likely to accept an invitation during this time. So we pray and prepare for that. And it's really important. Amen. And listen, I'll tell you, this is why I live and breathe and move, is to win people to Jesus. Come on. Amen. It's a good thing, right? And there are a lot of people that need to find the life and the hope and the love that comes from knowing him. So let's pray that through. Amen. So today, as we start this Pray 21, I'm going to kick in this new series. I want to talk to you about prayer. And I want to talk today, start this out by talking about what I think is probably a question that is maybe the greatest question that, or more Christians ask this question than any other question out there. And it's simply this: how do I hear the voice of God? How many want to hear God's voice? Come on, let's just be honest. You want to hear God's voice? I do. We all do. And that's a great question. How do I hear God's voice? How do I develop, you know, my ability to hear the voice of God more clear, more precisely, more directly? And this is kind of the way I see it. You know, all of our cars have radios, right? And you can just turn on the radio and you can get sound out of that radio anywhere on the dial. But if you want to really hear with clarity or get something of value, what do you need? You need to fine-tune that to a certain frequency to get the station that you want. Come on, amen? Or else all you're going to get is static or some other voice, right? And so we need to tune in to God, at God's station, right? And really make sure that we're tuning in. That's what I want to begin by. How do we tune in, get on that specific frequency, and so that we don't just hear static? And probably, you know, if we were honest, more people than not would say, you know, when I pray and I'm listening, all I hear is static. Well, we want to clear that up, amen? And we want to get that, get you tuned in and prepare yourselves to really hear God. And the great thing about God is that he's a speaking God. He wants to speak to us. You know, he's not holding anything back from us. God is a speaking God. It's true. I know that for a fact. Why? Why do I know that? Because if you go to the beginning of this book, opening the beginning of the Bible, what does it start with? And God, what said, right? Let there be light. That's what we're saying. God said, God is speaking in the beginning of the book. And if you go all the way to the back of the book, right? Chapter 22 of Revelation, you know what he's saying? Let those that hear, the Spirit says, I come quickly. You know, God says he's coming back. Maranatha, right? So God is speaking. He's a speaking God. And he hasn't stopped speaking. That's the truth. But the trouble is, you know, it's not with the God who speaks. Often the trouble is on the other side, okay? It's on the hearing side. It's on those that are hearing, right? So God doesn't have a speaking problem. We have a hearing problem. And that's what the heartbeat of this series is. And because I want to help you perhaps hear the voice of God for the first time maybe in your life. Or maybe if maybe you heard God at one time, but somebody or someone or something bumped the dial and it just has gotten off the, you know, and you haven't been able to hear. Well, let's get that back tuned in. Or maybe you just want to hear a little bit. Maybe you want to go from, you know, a little squawk box to a Dolby stereo, amen, hearing God at a whole nother level, right? Or a holy nother level. So anyway, I want to help you to get there, okay? So we're going to prepare ourselves to hear with this message. And so Jesus spoke this in Luke 8:8. It's a fantastic parable, but he ended it with this in verse 8. He says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Because here's the thing, over and over again in your scriptures, you hear Jesus saying, he who has ears to hear. Why? Because he knows we have a hearing problem. I know I have a hearing problem. Lisa will tell you I have a hearing problem. My son, Bryce will tell me, and you know, I've been putting off getting a little bit of help. Listen, when you've been on a loud platform for as many years as I was and having those speakers hit you right in the face, it does something to the hearing ability. And so in the natural, I have to go there. But listen, I want to hear the voice of God better too. Amen? More accurately. So let's read this parable. We're going to learn a few things from this. A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell among the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, and it came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. What I want to suggest to you today is that these four types of soil represent four types of hearing ears and situations that can be keeping us or preparing us for hearing God better. So what I love about this parable also is that, you know, a lot of the stories that Jesus told, we were kind of left to our own interpretation of what he was talking about. But in this one, he interprets it himself. And so that's what I love about it. And so let's look at the first of these four hearts. First of all, there's the first one in verse 12. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. This is what I call the polluted heart, okay? I'm going to call this the polluted heart. And because this first one is the one that gets the word of God or the voice of God stolen from him. They hear the word of God, but the devil steals it away. And that's what the birds represent in this, is the enemy that wants to fill our heart, that steals away the word of God from us. And a polluted heart is a heart that's filled with junk. Just junk. Have you ever seen a pollution-filled stream or pond or something? It's you know, covered over with, there's junk in it. And listen, the devil tries everything he can to pollute our lives with all kinds of junk, and the pollution begins to take over everything. And you know, think about the pollution that people can get caught up with in this world. It's just all around us, right? And let me say that that kind of pollution in our lives or in our heart and that hinders our ability to hear comes in two kind of forms. The first form is something that we do to ourselves. And that kind of junk is things we accumulate. They're things that, you know, we know that we need to get rid of, but we just have been hanging on to them, right? We know that there are things that are displeasing to God in our lives, but we've just been putting off getting rid of them, and we've been tolerating them, and we can't, you know, they're in our world, and listen, we need to get rid of them, right? They're polluting our life, and we know they're not pleasing to God. We carry all around all kinds of different sin that we're excusing or, you know, saying, well, it's not that bad. Everybody else is doing it, right? But it's polluting our heart, and it's limiting our ability to hear the voice of God. And there are things that we have not yet turned over to Jesus that we need to do. And that's the first kind. But the second half of that, or the other side of that coin, is the things that, the pollution that comes from things that we didn't do ourselves, but things that happened to us. So how many of you today, this week, were offended by someone, or somebody made you angry, or somebody hurt your feelings, or somebody, you know, did something, you know, maybe it happened on the highway, you know, somebody cut you off and you had just a moment there, right? You know, I've had that moment, amen. Well, you know, we've all experienced that. I've experienced that. And those are things that happen to us that we get angry, we are hurt. You know, listen, a pastor, listen, I'll just, you know, be honest. Pastors, people say a lot of stuff about pastors. They just do, you know? I think pastor du jour is on the Sunday lunch menu in many restaurants or in many homes, right? And the truth is, more things than you know get back to me. You know, things that have been said, they get back to me, they hurt. Sometimes they hurt a little, sometimes they hurt a lot, you know. I've learned to have alligator skin most of the time, but honestly, there are times when it just gets to you a little bit, and what I want to do is I want to get up there the next Sunday. Well, I'm going to get up there next Sunday. I'm going to tell them I'm going to let them know how the cow eat the cabbage, right? But you know what? We can't do that. That's exactly what the devil wants me to do. That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to nurture those hurts. Well, they shouldn't have done that. Nurture those things, you know, and be, you know, get bitter and angry and resentful towards others. And that's pollution in our life that will hinder us from hearing the voice of God. So we've got to forgive. We've got to just let it go. We've got to, you know, forget about the trespass. That's how we begin to prepare ourselves to hear the voice of God. Come on, somebody tell me that's good news, okay? That's good stuff there, amen? James 1:21 says, get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the message God has planted in your hearts, for it is strong enough to save your souls. I mean, listen, how do we get rid of that evil, that filth that's in our heart? We simply repent. Repent's not a dirty word. Repent is the most hopeful word in the entire Bible. I mean, really, when somebody says repent, you go, man, hope. Hope, because Jesus, God invites us to repent and be forgiven and be refreshed. Listen, we can't begin something fresh in our lives until we get the pollution out. Amen? All right, that's number one. So let's go on to the next one. And maybe that's part of your life. Maybe you need to clean up the pollution. Maybe you're this one. Maybe you have the distracted heart, okay? What's the distracted heart? Here, Jesus is talking about the rocky soil. Let's read it. Verse 13. The rocky soil represents those who hear the message with joy, but like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. They believe for a while, but they wilt when the hot winds of testing come. Now, here's what the rock-filled heart is. It's a distracted heart. There are just too many big rocks trying to get in the jar. Haven't you ever seen that illustration where they do planting, where they put a big jar, and then you have the big rocks that you need to get in your jar to plan your life worldwide? The big rocks, like, you know, your relationship with God, like family, your spouse, you know, get those in the big jar first. You know, take care of those things. It's a high priority, high value things, right? And then there's the smaller things, you know, that we put on in next, and then the lesser value, and then there's the daily things that represents the sand, you know, that we pour in. But often in our worlds, we can get so busy and so distracted, amen. We get caught up in those things so easily, and God is talking to us and speaking. But we've got so many distractions, so many other things competing and speaking so loudly that we don't hear God. Listen, here is the truth. The statistics say now that the average 8 to 18-year-old spends at least 10 hours in front of a screen, some kind of screen. 10 hours of screen time daily. Talk about a distraction, amen? And the enemy wants to distract us in any way we can. Listen, here's the big one. This is confession time, right? Here's a big one for me. Confession time. It's that little handheld device that none of us can be without. You know what it's called? The phone, yeah. Listen, I used to read my Bible on the phone, right? I used to do my Bible. I had my playlist, worship playlist on my phone, right? But what I've realized is that I'll be reading the Bible, and then all of a sudden, those dreaded red dots begin to show up. You know the red dots are, right? I don't even have my phone with me. I just left it back there. I was going to use it as a suggestion. Anybody got red dots on their phone right now? Yeah, how many got red dots? You know what those red dots are? And how? Oh, the rest of you don't. Why? Because during the service, you've already taken care of the red dots. You've checked out what the red dots were all about, right? And that's what I have to do. I'm like, there's a red dot. There's somebody wants me. Somebody texts me. Oh, how nice. Somebody texts me. You know, somebody wants to talk to me, right? Red dots showing up, notifications, Instagram, Facebook, you know, tweets, all over the place, right? Red dots, distractions. I've learned, man, I can't even have my phone near me when I want to spend some time with God, because the enemy would just... it'll just blow up. You know, your phone will just blow up. The devil makes sure it happens, right? Can anyone relate to that? Come on, amen? I've even had to move my computer. I can't even have my computer, my laptop, because, you know, I'll be just reading along, and all of a sudden I'll look over my laptop and I'll think, I wonder how fall camp is going for the Beavers. Or I'll think to myself, did the Blazers make a trade? Please, did the Blazers make a trade? Come on, a good trade. Come on, and I just have to know if it happened or if it didn't happen or if there's anybody occupying somewhere, something else downtown. You know, who knows, right? What's the weather gonna be? And just, you know, the enemy clamoring for our attention. Come on, you know what I'm talking about, and we can get distracted. And so, you know what? I've learned I can't go digital until I've gone old school with God and got alone with Him and had some time and spending time with God every day. You know what? Try some different things. Light a candle. Do something like this. Light a candle. Get all the media junk away from you. Amen. And don't be distracted by it. And man, if your playlist is on your phone, just, you know, come up with your own playlist that you can sing. Even if the only song you can worship God is Jesus Loves Me, that's the only one you can sing, okay, without having a playlist do it for you. Do it. do it. Just worship God, maybe in your own thing. But let's just step back a little bit, because all hell is trying to keep you from spending time with the Heavenly Father. So, you know the story in Luke, two sisters, Jesus comes to their house, Luke 10, and there's two sisters, Mary, Martha, and Martha is just scurrying all about, just she's occupied with things, she's busy with things. Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus. Jesus is saying the same thing to both of them. One is hearing, one is not. Don't get too busy, don't get too occupied to hear what God says. It's dangerous, okay? You'll miss out on it. Here's the third kind, all right? It's the immature heart. And let's read what Jesus said about this. It says, verse 14, the seed that fell among weeds, underline that, weeds, stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they don't mature. Underline that word too. What does it suggest when you walk, go by a place, when you go by a house, when you go by a piece of property that is just covered with weeds? You know, you go by a home that's just, there's nothing but weeds in the front yard. You go, what does it say? It speaks one thing, neglect. Somebody is neglecting a responsibility to take care of that, amen? They're not getting the job done. They're not taking care of something. And when somebody is not taking care of a responsibility, it speaks of a lack of maturity, okay? And because immature people don't take care of things that they should be paying attention to. And so, you know, we want to move on to maturity. That's what he says. They don't mature. And so maturity is an important part of communication. I mean, I love my grandkids. Man, I love my grandkids. They are so stinking fun. And by the way, we're welcoming our eighth grandchild in January. It's fantastic. We're so excited about that. And Papa is their favorite. You know, I just have to say, you should hear them, Papa, Papa, Papa. They come crawling up, grab up my leg, Papa. You know, it's fantastic. Lisa's so jealous. Anyway, Friday, my grandson Grayson was at the house, right? And we were talking, we were communicating, you know? We were carrying on a conversation. It kind of went like this. Ba 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 peekaboo, peekaboo, you know? And squawking like Donald Duck. That was our communication. And he's laughing and he's, you know, carrying on and we're having a great conversation. The truth is, there's a lot of things I'd like to be talking to him about, want to tell him about. Like, I want to talk to him at some time about his relationship with God. I want to talk to him about spiritual gifts and studying the Word. I want to talk to him about developing a nice golf swing, right? All those important things in life, right? But if I started talking to him about those things right now, now listen, Grayson, you need to hear me, okay? We need to talk about your relationship with God. And, you know, at what, 15 months or something like that, you know what he's going to do? I can talk to him about his relationship with God. He's going to go blah, 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 blah. And he's going to go take off for the toys, right? Because we're not going to connect. Why? Because he's immature. I can talk to him on a level of his maturity. God can talk to us on the level of our maturity. And that's why he stirs us. He wants us to press on, clear up the weeds, okay? Take the responsibility that we need to take to get our world in order so that we can hear him better. Come on, are you with me? Are you following this line of thought? So listen, it's about forcing ourselves into growth. It's about personal disciplining ourselves in our personal growth, amen? And determining that we're gonna kind of move ourselves into a growth area in our walk with God, amen? I mean, listen, the truth is, nobody likes to get out of bed 20 to 30 minutes early to spend some time with God. It takes discipline to do that at first. And then you begin to enjoy it so much, it becomes easier. But it's just like the first time you go to the workout at the gym, man, it's hard. But the more you go, the more you like it and it energizes you. Come on, are you with me? It's the discipline that happens. It takes effort to come down here to the church on Saturdays at 9 o'clock and pray with us for the next 3 weeks. It'll take effort. Why? Listen, because you got to get out of bed, you got to get dressed. I like to stay home on Saturdays. I do. I don't want to shave. I don't want to get ready. I want to hang out in my backyard in my grungies, you know, and just enjoy, you know, some R&R time, right? But I know what. A little discipline changes everything. Coming here on Sunday morning, coming 3 out of 4 Sundays instead of 1 out of 4, amen? To get into a prayer group, to be here for the ladies' time of prayer or for our time on Wednesday morning at 6 o'clock takes discipline, takes effort, but that's what matures us and we go deeper, amen? So I encourage you, force yourself into growth. Take this time to determine, okay, where do I need to step up? Where can I begin to discipline myself in a way that will mature me so that I can hear the deeper things, so that I can hear more precisely the things that God wants to speak to me, amen? Get in the belong track. Find a way, somehow do it. Be here at 9:45 on Sunday. But Sunday's my day to sleep in. No, well, force yourself, grow, mature. Get involved with the growth or the group life here at Anthem. There's some great groups like that Overcomers group, like the group that just met for the mental health support group, the 2-7 groups, the small groups that are all involved. Man, get involved, because I'll tell you, when you're in the group life will take you to a new level of maturity, I promise you, amen? So the fall semester is coming up. Find a group, lead a group, make it happen. Personal growth, move on to maturity, amen? That's so important to hear the voice of God. And then what happens is what Jesus said, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. They hear the word and retain it. That means they capture it. And you know, it says a hundredfold. There was a hundredfold return on their effort. 100 times. Come on. And I just really believe that God wants to, I think that's a rhema word for us. It's a now word for us, that God wants to take, you know, pour out 100 times more. Increase your spiritual connection with God at 100%. I mean, no, if it was twice as good, your walk with God, your world would be changing. Come on, amen. So how do you prepare, get to that prepared heart, this fourth level that is really a prepared heart that Jesus was talking about? Well, 3 ways. I put them in your notes. First, you know, if we want to get rid of the pollution, we need to repent, right? To turn away from all the things that have polluted our heart, to repent and of all the sin you're aware of, to forgive those who have offended us. Amen? To simply repent. It's a hope-filled word. Amen. The second thing is to refocus. Get rid of all those distractions. Identify the distractions that are stealing away your time with the Father, and practice a more focused spiritual life. And then the third one is just to revive yourself. Stir up yourself and leave the immature things behind, right? Put away the childish things. Set up a disciplined and committed life. I love this verse in 2 Corinthians 7:1. It's from the Message Bible. It kind of sums up everything we're talking about this morning. Here's what it says. It says, let's make a clean break with everything that defiles. That's sin. Sin is what defiles. Remember what he said? The things that, let's turn from those things. Or distracts us. Those as the distracted heart, right? Both within and without, things that are internal, things that are external. And let's make our entire lives fit. You know what that means? I mean, listen, we got to get in spiritual shape. Make ourselves fit. Let's do the spiritual workouts that we need to do to become in shape spiritually. And let's make our entire lives fit and holy temples for the worship of God. Because here's the greatest truth today, that God, you know what? God's voice is clearest in a prepared environment. You prepare the environment, God will speak. Get rid of the pollution, okay? Get rid of the distractions. Force yourself on a new growth track to maturity. And I promise, listen, I promise you'll start hearing God like you've never heard Him before. You'll identify that voice immediately when He speaks, and it'll be something worth every bit of effort that you put into it. And God will take you places that you could not even imagine Him taking you to. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We are located at 1415 Northeast 223rd Avenue in Fairview, Oregon. You can find us online at www.anthemfamily.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at My Anthem Family. God bless.